Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, when Roe v. Wade was overturned and the Supreme Court justices said, look, the feds do not have constitutional authority to prevent abortion or honor it. This is something up to the states. Some of you have reached out saying, what are the rules on kids and kids getting abortions and teens? Well, many states, not all of them, but many states did differ on the parental consent and what needed to be the process. You know, when somebody's pregnant, are they emancipated and they don't need parental consent to make decisions, or are they not? Well, in Florida, there was an issue and a court had to look at a decision being made of a 16-year-old who couldn't get an abortion because she didn't have parents. I believe she was orphaned, and she was living with a relative. And she's currently 10 weeks pregnant. And a Florida Court of Appeal this week upheld a decision stating the 16-year-old could not get an abortion because she, quote, lacked the maturity to make such a decision. Now, I'll explain both sides to this one. So this opinion was released Monday by the Florida First District Court of Appeal. It upheld an earlier decision by a state court judge. That judge was not convinced that the teen had demonstrated the maturity to choose to get an abortion. The teen is identified as Jane Doe 22B, has no parents, but is in the care of Florida's Child Welfare Agency and has a guardian. So I don't know if she's an American citizen. I don't know if she's a migrant. I don't know if she's if her parents were killed. Or the parents died. We don't have a lot of data on that. All we have is she's 10 weeks pregnant and she is living with a relative. Now, according to the order that was done on Monday, the minor states she is sufficiently mature to make the decision, saying she is not ready to have a baby, she doesn't have a job, she's still in school, and the father of the child is unable to assist her. But Florida abortion law requires parents to consent before a minor can have an abortion. Underage teens can circumvent the consent requirement by asking for a waiver from a state circuit court judge. This is according to the appeal court's decision. The teen's guardian supports the teen's wish to get an abortion. Now, Governor DeSantis in 2020 signed into law a measure that made parental consent for an abortion a requirement for minors. The new law was something that, you know, even though there were critics going, you know, come on, you know, these kids, you know, they're emancipated if they're pregnant. Many parents, you know, understand that this is a, you know, this is a medical, it's a medical procedure, whether it's being done surgically or medically, but it is a procedure to, you know, having a abortifacient process being done. And, you know, most parents want to know what their child is undergoing in case they have bleeding, in case they have any complications. If they have retained parts, if there's retained fetus, it could become infected and they could sadly become septic and die. I have seen botched abortions and it's scary. So I totally get how parents want to be involved. I would want to be involved. If I had a daughter that was deciding to get pregnant, or not deciding to get pregnant, but, you know, having, you know, unprotected sex, and then getting pregnant, I would want to be there every step of the way. Now, I get it. I've had parents who I thought would, strangle me, kick me out of the house, disown me, even worse, belt me. And so I get that there's a lot of kids out there with parents that they're afraid of. But it is a very serious medical decision. And so this is something that has been very controversial, and Roe v. Wade never solved that. People are like, oh my gosh, now look at the mess the courts are going to have when it comes to Roe v. Wade. The courts were always a mess, even with Roe v. Wade passed in 1973, because, you know, every state has to then grapple with, well, what do we do about kids? What do we do about teenagers? And so when people say, well, wait a second, she's not mature enough to have an abortion, or she's mature enough to have an abortion, who decides that? Well, you know, the decision to have an abortion is not an easy one. When you talk to women that did, there are some women that, like, I don't even think twice about it. But there are many other that say they have been plagued by that decision, and they can't take it back. And I've had patients, and I'm like, you know, how you holding up, and they're like, you're not the same. You're not the same. If I would have done it differently, I might not have done it. I just cannot get the idea back that, you know, or the soul visits me, or, you know, people go through so much mentally when they decide to terminate. And a lot of times that trauma comes back to them when they carry their baby to term. Because when they have a baby, some of them feel like, okay, that was a baby. And I'm not speaking for everybody. So this idea that we have with, you know, can a child decide to transition? At what age is a child mature enough to transition? There's people saying if a child feels mature enough to have sex, then they should be mature enough to be able to abort the baby. But are children having sex, and is the concept of a child getting pregnant, not by rape, but by consensual sex, a sign of immaturity? I mean, we have a maturity issue right now. Nobody should be having sex if they're not mature enough to. But we don't concentrate on that. Right now, the big conversation is, are teens mature enough to decide to abort their fetus? But when are we going to have the conversation of the maturity needed to get involved in a sexual relationship? You know, when kids would come in asking for birth control, and I'm like, okay, what is your plan if the birth control doesn't work? Oh, well, I guess I'll get an abortion. No. That's not always a plan. And so I think I understand that people are going to go back and forth on whether a 16-year-old is mature enough to abort a child or not. But we really need to have a conversation of, when are children mature enough to have sex? And I'm getting the idea that many of them aren't if they're not managing birth control appropriately. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
All for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I had a patient yesterday who I had needed to get in and go to the walk-in clinic. They don't have a regular doctor, so I'm like, there's urgent cares, go to the walk-in clinic. And they said, very matter-of-factly, without even hesitating, they said, there's no room in these walk-in clinics. They're overrun by migrants. There's no, the wait's too long. We can't get there. Now, I'm not very aware and very well-researched on which walk-in clinics migrants use along the border. I'm under the impression that, you know, Border Patrol is completely overwhelmed, that there are tents. If somebody does need medical care, they try to do it within these facilities. I think some of them were even in military bases, and that's when we had that measles outbreak, and they had to, quarantine people. And so I'm not really familiar with those who get released and go to neighboring towns up north of the border, how those medical clinics fare. Some of my residents told me that the majority of the patients are migrants, and they take care of them, and they've been brushing up on the Spanish I taught them. And I'm like, all right, you know, good for you. It's, you know, I told you you're going to need to learn Spanish. I'm glad you're, you know, and, you know, El Salvadorian versus Costa Rican versus Venezuelan versus Mexican. Spanish, the dialects are a little different, you know, but the idea of our medical clinics and medical facilities being overwhelmed is a very serious one. One, it means Americans are not going to, whether they have Obamacare or not, have access to clinics that they need. Number two is it means many of these migrants are sick. If these local clinics are being quote-unquote overrun, and again, I haven't been able to research each and every one to actually look at the percentages. And remember, when you're in the medical field, you don't ask for people's citizenship. So just because somebody is non-English speaking doesn't necessarily mean they're non-American. We have many Americans that don't speak English. So I don't know if we really have the numbers of how many of these clinics are specifically now deputized as medical clinics that are giving free care to migrants versus they are the clinics that are available for, you know, anybody in that area. But it does insinuate that we have people that aren't healthy coming into the country. Just like with Ellis Island, they expected immigrants coming from Ellis Island to be ill. And they had doctors there that would screen you and turn you away because they didn't want illness coming into the country. And it was controversial at the time, but families had to split up. You know, those who were sick had to either stay or go, depending on if it was a young child. If the child was sick, then an adult had to take them back. If the child was old enough, the child would go back by themselves. There was a whole slew of protocols that would happen. So it does beg the question, even for those that disagree with the wall, it does beg the question, what do we have in terms of money, facilities, and access, and are we equipped? Now, sometimes I hear people go, it's not that bad. The drones and the footage are only showing groups of people. Well, we're being told that since this year started, so we're talking 8.5 months, at least 2 million people have crossed the southern border. 2 million. We're not talking about 200. We're talking about 2 million. New figures released show that less than 200,000 migrants in July alone. There have been a decrease in crossings. The heat, the lines, the concept of you might get turned away. But word might be kind of coming out that some of the wall is needing to be built, that you can get turned away. But still, 2 million people have, you know, crossed. So that's not even including the numbers that snuck through, that were the quote-unquote runaways, or the term they used when they got away, the gotaways, you know, or those that were like, you know what, I'll just stay in Mexico. So it's a big number. They say at this point in fiscal year 2021, the encounter figures were 1.2 million. So we're talking, since Biden was president, close to 3 to 4 million crossings will have happened. Now, some people might say, oh, that's great, that's votes. That's going to be votes for Biden. I have to look at, well, what about our baby formula? What about our food? What about our medical care? And I get it. I don't want to turn anybody away. If someone needs medical care, I want us to help them. But when you start having people go, I can't go to the doctor. There's no room. They can't take me. They're overrun. We could be facing, medical health issues of our own. You know, if polio does come back, if TB, if, you know, monkeypox, if COVID, we don't have enough clinics for everybody. Commissioner of Immigrant Affairs Miguel Castro received the migrants arriving in New York on Wednesday morning. Buses full of migrants are continuing to offload at New York City's Port Authority. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is going forward with an initiative sending illegal immigrants out of his state to U.S. cities such as New York and Washington, D.C. I think the idea is good. I know a lot of people can't stand that and they think Abbott is being mean and rude and all that, but if clinics are overrun, if you have 2 million people coming in an 8.5 month period and there's not enough places to live and there's not enough medical facilities, they obviously are going to have to go to other cities. And during the summer, the dead of summer, to try to travel, you know, I mean, at least Abbott is offering that. I know people are like, well, he's doing it for political reasons. He's doing it to try to get other states involved. I still think it's a good decision. One is some of these migrants making it to New York are being put up in fancy hotels. They're having a much better time in New York than they are in Texas. But I do think all states need to understand what's going on. Now, there's been a controversy over these people being kidnapped and forced onto a bus. And these charter buses are supposed to only have people who have signed a consent. Well, NBC, I think it's NBC or CBS, no, Border Report has published the consent. And it's a simple form. It's given multiple different languages. And it's called the official consent to transport. In Spanish, it's consentimiento oficial para transporte. And there's, you know, multiple languages. Let me see what else they have here. And it basically says that I agree to be transported by the state of Texas or its designated agency officials to locations outside of Texas, such as Washington, D.C. or New York City, New York. I agree to hold the state of Texas or its designated agency officials harmless of any liability arising out of or any way relating to my injuries and damages that may occur during the agreed transport to locations outside of Texas. There's a signature, date, location of departure, location of arrival, date of birth. The state of Texas and its designated agency officials represent that they are not providing transportation made in furtherance of any unlawful entry into the United States. Available destinations, Washington, D.C. They say Washington, D.C. serves as the capital of the United States and is where members of Congress and the President of the United States are more immediately able to help address the needs of migrants who have entered the country. And then New York City is option number two. New York City has been designated as a sanctuary city by its city council and is providing shelter and food to migrants who have entered the country. So this is the consent. And if somebody does not want to be in hot Texas, which, by the way, we're coming into peak hurricane season, so Texas may get hit, and they want to be on, you know, higher latitude, they want to be in New York, opportunities, or they want to go to D.C., they are getting a free bus ride, as well as food on the ride. I don't think it's a bad idea. And then, if Texas cannot assume all of these millions of people, they have to spread the wealth. And then, you know, migrants could hopefully, you know, get resources from other states' resources if Texas is being, you know, and I know people say, well, just political, but there's only so much you could do. And when your own constituents feel like they're being pushed out of places to live and hospitals and resources, then you know, we need other states to help absorb these migrants, or we need a better border policy. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Radio. radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hundreds of illegal immigrants are continuing to be transported from Texas on buses to New York City and Washington, D.C. New York City Mayor Eric Adams has accused Texas of forcing illegal immigrants onto buses, but appearing on Fox News, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott pushes back on these baseless allegations.
Before the migrants get on the buses, they sign a form agreeing to get on the bus, and on that form, it has the pre-identified destination. They actually get to choose, do they want to go to the capital of the United States of America, or do they want to go to New York City?
A pro-life bill is progressing in South Carolina. The House Judiciary Committee approved the measure on Tuesday ahead of lawmakers returning to session on August 30th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this week's primary was huge in that Liz Cheney, a Wyoming GOP representative, lost her primary. She has been one of 10 very staunch critics of President Trump. And I believe the one of two remaining, I think maybe six retired, two lost their primary, and then two were still at primaries. One of them was Liz Cheney. And people have also had all eyes on what happened with Alaska. So with Alaska, polls closed at midnight Eastern time in Alaska, so a lot of people didn't get news until this morning. But Sarah Palin was running in this one, which was interesting, as well as Senator Lisa Murkowski, who has had a lot of critics on the Republican side because of her voting record. So you know how Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema are the holdouts for the Democratic Party. Senator Lisa Murkowski and Maine Susan Collins are the holdouts on the Republican side. And so they're, and, you know, Senator Lisa Murkowski keeps getting reelected and her constituents support her, but they have a much different, I guess, way of doing elections in Alaska, where what ends up happening is it's where not just the winner makes it, but you could have a group. You could have two Republicans running, and you could have two Democrats, and then the top person who gets the most votes wins. So both Sarah Palin, Sarah Palin, Peltoa, and Begich, Republican Nick Begich, and Mary Peltola, are advancing to a special election to replace U.S. Representative Don Young, who had died in March. The vote allowed Sarah Palin, the winner of that ranked choice, it was ranked, but there's a special election for that one seat, and then there's the election for the permanent, well, maybe not the permanent seat, but for the actual seat after December. And so Sarah Palin did advance, but she is moving forward, and she is up against another Republican. In terms of Republican U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski, she was challenging Kelly Tshibaka. And Kelly Tshibaka is a state government commissioner endorsed by Donald Trump. She is also Republican, but she will be running against Lisa Murkowski. So the primary in other states narrows it down to one Republican and one Democrat. In Alaska, it's different. It allows there to be multiple Republican, multiple Democratic candidates running, but it's on a system where it eliminates like the bottom of the field. So Murkowski has held the seat since 2003. She won with the write-in campaign in 2010 after losing the Republican nomination, and she's been a fixture in the Senate for Alaska for a long time. Palin was the 2008 vice presidential nominee, former Alaska governor, and this new voter-approved system, she doesn't like it. She says it creates confusion, should be changed, but it allows, I guess, multiple people to then run on the ticket. So Lisa Murkowski and Kelly Tshibaka. Now, Kelly Tshibaka did not beat out Lisa Murkowski. Lisa Murkowski had 66,288 of the votes. Kelly had 61,000. So Lisa Murkowski can still be poised to win in terms of the Senate race in November. In terms of governor, Mike Dunleavy, total blowout, won 63,178 votes over Les Garra, Democrat, and Bill Walker, nonpartisan. So it'll be interesting. There's the special election, there's the other election, but people have I guess how it's called ranked choice voting. So rather than traditional elections, ranked choice voting place all the candidates in an open party election where voters rank individual from their most to least preferred winner. If a candidate wins a majority of first preference votes outright, they're the victor. If no candidate wins a majority of first preference votes, then the candidate with the fewest first preference votes gets eliminated. Then any first preference votes for the failed candidate are discounted, and then it lifts those ballots to the voter's second preference candidate. Then a new tally is counted. In the case that no candidate has the most votes, once this process is conducted, it is repeated until a candidate wins the majority. So that means if, let's say, there's three people, and that one person loses, then those votes of their, if let's say he was, let's say there's a John Doe, and John Doe got number one for 10,000 votes. Well, John Doe was the least of all of them in November, so he gets canceled. Then they look at those 10,000 votes and they go, well, who made number two? And if number two was, let's say, Sarah Palin, or number two was, you know, Pluto, whatever, then those votes go to the number two person. And I guess it's an interesting way, and it allows people to choose, you know, and, you know, like, you know, who would you like to run on the Democratic ticket? Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg, Kamala Harris, and you could go one, two, three. Same thing, you know, do you like Trump, DeSantis, Abbott, and people could go one, two, three. And so it's interesting, and some people feel it might give a more realistic, I guess, choice, maybe make it even harder to cheat, but it can be confusing. And so when people ask, how does Lisa Murkowski keep winning? Alaska is very Republican, and Murkowski seems to many times vote with the Democrats, it's because you do have that potential for votes to get split. And some people love her. I met her, really nice lady. It's obviously controversial. And then, of course, the concept comes up is, should you have a Liz Cheney or a Lisa Murkowski on the Republican side, or a Senator Manchin or a Kristen Sinema on the Democrat side? You know, the Republicans love Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema. They think that those two saved the country from a bunch of things that could have happened under the Biden administration. And same thing, where Democrats really like Murkowski and Collins for doing, you know, what they did during Trump's reign and previous, when Republicans had control of the Congress. So, you know, the other side loves it, but what about, you know, the Republicans and Democrats, you know, should everybody be, you know, voting right down the line and being puppets, or should there be individuality? You know, I understand that there's, you know, Obamacare could have been repealed and replaced, and a new health care system if John McCain didn't come in and do his big thumbs down. And, you know, many people credit him. Many people are like, why? Why? Hey, we could have fixed, you know, the system. And you know, it's one of those things where I appreciate at its core people having some individuality and you know, using common sense. But what every congressperson and senator should be doing is representing their constituents. That's their job. It's not supposed to be what they personally feel. It's not supposed to be what Chuck Schumer or Lindsey Graham wants. It is supposed to be what their constituents want. And a really good congressperson or senator, a representative or senator, should go to their constituents and say, hey, guys, these are the bills. All right? You know, do you want us to move forward with this inflation bill? Do you want us to move forward with this? And if their constituents are like, look, okay, we need immigration for reform. We're here in Arizona. We need, you know, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, we need your help on this. That's how they should be voting. So my answer to this is not that Liz Cheney shouldn't be doing what she's doing, or Murkowski or Manchin or Sinema. Is they are doing the right job if they are representing their constituents. And it looks like in Wyoming, they did not feel Liz Cheney was representing them. So she's out. 1-877-DR-TELLY.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dolly Warrior Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Walmart, CVS, and Walgreens has been ordered to pay $650 million for their fault of the opioid epidemic. And I'm really mixed on why we're not going after the cartels, why we're not going after China, but we're going after Walmart, CVS, Walgreens. They have been ordered to pay $650 million because they failed to properly monitor opioid prescriptions in two counties in Ohio. A federal judge in Cleveland ruled Wednesday that the companies had to pay abatement fees to help local officials deal with the fallout from the public health crisis created by improper sales of millions of opioid-based painkillers. The ruling comes after a jury found in November that the three entities had helped create the crisis. Now, again, I'm really mixed on how the pharmacies are at fault. And I know there's some physicians going, well, you know, they shouldn't have dispensed it. I go, okay, if the pharmacies are being faulted, they're going to come after the doctors next because the pharmacies are the ones that filled the doctor prescriptions. In fact, I wonder if these entities are going to turn around and sue the doctors. A pharmacist's job is to fill the doctor prescription. And if they say, nah, I don't want to, they could be in big trouble. So, I mean, remember there were legal experts saying that if somebody prevents somebody who's in pain from getting relief, they should be criminally charged. What is the pharmacy supposed to do? Now, they're saying that the pharmacy should have created legally mandated monitoring systems to detect illegitimate opioid prescriptions. The counties have sought reimbursement for the cost of dealing with addictions and fatal overdoses. Now, if any of these addictions and fatal overdoses are cartel drugs and heroin and fentanyl-laced drugs, I would like to see them go up to the cartel and ask them to pay. I don't think they're going to. It's easier to go after CVS than Walgreens and Walmart. They said they had wanted the companies to pay a combined $2.4 billion to replenish depleted budgets for drug treatment, social services, and police, with $1.3 billion for Trumbull and $1.1 billion for Lake, the counties. So here's the thing, okay? There are some idiots out there that sold prescriptions. They got their patients to do sexual favors. They were, who knows what the hell. And there were some very rare individuals that were out there running pill mills. All of them should be sanctioned by their board and possibly face criminal charges, depending on what crime they committed. But these pharmacies, I told you, I only had one issue with the pharmacy. I'm very grateful to pharmacies. But the one issue I had with one pharmacist once, the only time, was I wrote a prescription for a patient who was starting to have some kidney issues. Diabetes was not in control. So I switched them to a medication because I needed to go up on the medication. I didn't want to hurt the kidneys. Pharmacist looks at this medication going, well, that's an expensive medication. Why doesn't she just double the current medication you're on? I would just do that. Patient comes back a month or two later, blood work is not improved, and I go, that's odd, so the medicine didn't work? Oh, I never filled the medicine. The pharmacist told me not to. Say what? The pharmacist said it's too expensive, I should just double the current medication. I go, look at what happened to your kidneys. I didn't want you to double that medication. Who's this pharmacist? She gave me a name, the pharmacist acted like it wasn't me. And I'm like, look, I really appreciate everything you do in terms of filling prescriptions, but did you realize my patient was going into renal failure and we had to put them on a more renal-friendly medication? Why would you double it? And that was the only time I had a pharmacist. And mind you, pharmacists, I don't mind if they don't always stay in their lane because they catch mistakes doctors make. But don't hurt my patient. So pharmacists are, you know, obliged to fill the prescription. You could give commentary on side effects. You could give commentary on drug reactions. You know, I don't know if I would take this because you're taking another medication. Let's call your doctor and see if there's something that might be less interacting. But in terms of not even telling the doctor that you're going to go against the prescription and not fill it, that could get that pharmacy and pharmacist into a crap load of trouble. Now, I didn't make a big deal about it. Patient's kidney function improved. They went on the medication. Pharmacist apologized. We moved on. But you're telling these pharmacists now that if they get a prescription to question everything, and if it's a person who's in pain or has cancer, because, you know, they'll ask the patient, you know, what are you taking this for? And they go, I have cancer. I mean, is the pharmacist really going to, you know, keep it from them? If somebody says, I have a chronic pain condition, I have spinal stenosis, I have this. I mean, then you're going to have to make, you know, you're going to have to make all these rules and protocols where pharmacists are now acting as the doctor and they have to now review medical histories. But these pharmacists don't have time to do that. They're trying to deal with people stealing stuff out of their pharmacy. So the more you start to go after Walmart, CVS, and Walgreens, and you're doing that because you're afraid to go after the cartel or China, if a lot of the drugs and overdosers are coming from there, because mind you, once all the restrictions started on opioids, and doctors prescribing them, and pharmacies getting in trouble, the numbers of overdose deaths are rising. Maybe it's not all the prescriptions for Lortab. Maybe it is the fentanyl and the heroin and stuff coming across the border. But they can't ask cartel to pay for all these programs. They could ask Walmart to. And that's what's happening. So I'm mixed because I don't know what that's going to translate. You know, if you have surgery and you walk in there with a prescription, they're like, well, I've never seen you with this. And you're like, I'm in a lot of pain. Could you please fill the prescription? It could cause some issues. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Many people donate money to Planned Parenthood. They commend them for the free birth control, pelvic exams, pap smears, breast exams, whatever Planned Parenthood says they do for women's health. Well, it looks like some of that money you're donating to them may actually be going to political candidates. Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest abortion provider, is going to spend $50 million in the run-up of this year's midterm elections. Now, I thought Planned Parenthood is supposed to be a nonprofit. I thought it's supposed to be there to help women get medical care. I didn't think corporations could donate to candidates, but they could advertise against them, I guess. Now, I mean, if I'm going to donate any money to a clinic that's providing services, I don't really want the money going to yellow journalism or mudslinging. I want that money going to those people Planned Parenthood's helping. But apparently, they spent $45 million in 2020. They plan to spend over $50 million now. Why? Because of Roe v. Wade. Executive Director of Planned Parenthood Votes told the Associated Press, who wins in these midterm elections will determine whether a state has access to abortion and potentially determine whether we will face a national abortion ban. There is never going to be a national abortion ban because the Supreme Court said nationally we can't ban it. We can't ban it and we can't honor it. It's up to the states. So if you do donate to Planned Parenthood, I hope you like who they're supporting. Because it looks like a lot of that money is going to politics. 1-877-DOCDALI.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.